Good evening, it's 8 o'clock. I'm Vedant Agarwal. Coming up on the news tonight, well, outrage over the Prime Minister's remarks and both delegations of the BJP and the Congress at the Election Commission office. High drama in the national capital. All of that and more coming up. But first up, the headlines. The Prime Minister repeats his Mangal Sutra remark in UP's Aligarh. The Prime Minister's dig at the Congress's minority policies. The Congress, meanwhile, moves the Election Commission, files a complaint against the Prime Minister. The Congress says the Prime Minister made communal remarks and violated the Election Code of Conduct. Meanwhile, the BJP's counter-allegation. The BJP tells the Election Commission Rahul Gandhi is engaging in divisive politics. BJP and Congress, prestige at stake at the Rajasthan Battle Royale. Hot seat Jhalawar, can Queen and the Prince retain their fort? Meanwhile, our Om Birla exclusive, the Lok Sabha Speaker is in the election fray. The High Court dubs TMC government's teachers' recruitment illegal. Over 24,000 teachers to lose jobs after the court's order. Also a setback for the TMC government as the court dissolves the 2016 government panel. The Bengal Chief Minister calls the HC verdict one-sided. The Kejriwal versus Tihar battle over sugar turns sour. The court junks Chief Minister's plea on daily medical consultation. After the Tihar report, however, the Chief Minister counters the no insulin claim, says, "I've been asking for insulin every day." The deepfake menace in Bollywood. Ranveer Singh files a case over viral deepfake video. Deepfake se bacho, says Ranveer Singh as he files an FIR against a social media account. What a moment. India's youngest chess prodigy wins big. Chennai team makes world chess history. Gukesh D becomes the youngest man to win candidates the World Chess Tournament. And he tells NDTV it's a great time for chess in India.